Well, love and death have so much in common with one another. It's really amazing. And I'm going to read one more poem about being a child, and this has altogether a different theme from the first one. Can you hear me back there? Can you hear me back there? Yeah. The apple I held and bit into was for me. The friend who spoke to me was for me. My father and mother were for me. The little girl with brown hair and brown eyes who looked and smiled shyly and ran away was for me. Though I never dared follow her because I feared she would not understand that she was for me alone. The bed I slept in was for me. The clothes I wore were for me. The kindness I showed a dead bird one winter by placing it in my warm pocket was for me. The time I went to the rescue of my sister from a bully was to prove myself for me. The music on the radio, the books I was beginning to read, all were for me. I had hold of a good thing, me, and I was going to give of my contentment to others for me. And when I gave, it was taken with a smile that I recognized as my own. When I would be given, I had found that for me was everyone else's way, and I became anxious and suspicious. I held back a bit when I exchanged postcards, pictures of baseball players with a close look at what I was getting in return to make sure that I was getting what I could like. And when my parents bought me a new pair of gloves after I had lost the first pair, I was sure that for me was not as pure in feeling as the first time, because I was very sorry that my parents had to spend an extra dollar to replace my gloves. And so, when I looked up at the night stars, for me remained silent. And when my grandmother died, for me became a little boy sent on an errand of candles to place at the feet and head of her coffin.